And we'll start that provocative conversation after the news with Priyanka Daladia.
BBC Asian Network News.
The US says the Islamic State is the most dangerous threat America has faced. They say the group must be defeated in Syria as well as Iraq. This comes as intelligence services try to identify an apparently British jihadist who was seen on video beheading an American journalist, James Foley. But Patrick Skinner, a former CIA operator, thinks they're unlikely to have much success.
They'll try, they'll never give up, but it's such a paucity of evidence to begin with. They will analyze the video, they will listen for any kind of social chatter and to see if these people pop up again. But based on the one-time evidence of the video, it's very difficult, especially given it's in Syria.
Meanwhile, mosques up and down the country are expected to deliver special sermons at Friday prayers condemning the murder of the 40-year-old photojournalist. Imams in London, Manchester, Birmingham and Leeds say they'll be addressing the issue to thousands. Qari Asim from the Makkah Mosque in Leeds told Asian Network the Islamic State group goes against the ethos of the religion.
Taking up one innocent life without any justified reasons is as if you've killed whole humanity. That's what the teachings of the Holy Quran tell us.
The General Medical Council is considering tougher sanctions against doctors who make mistakes. Under new regulations being put forward, they could be forced to apologise to patients and have their work restricted. Over in India, a film about the assassination of Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi has been blocked from release by the country's Board of Film Certification. It's after complaints it glorified her killers. The film Kondi Hir was due to be released today. Makia, a Bradford doctor, has come up with a new invention to help Muslims who suffer from knee pain to pray on the floor in the prescribed way. He hopes it'll be the answer to agony-free prayers. The support cushion has already gone down well with people in the local community. Among them is Kudrat Shah.
The very first time I used it, because I have a severe pain in my right knee, it just took away all the pain. It was like I was in heaven. I could sit there relaxed and not rush my prayers. So it was a really fantastic initiative.
In sport, Mario Balotelli is back in the Premier League. Liverpool have agreed a fee of £16 million with AC Milan for the striker, who is now discussing personal terms. The Italian scored 30 times in 54 games for Milan following a move from Manchester City in January last year. Here's Match of the Day commentator and former Liverpool player Mark Lawrenson.
The key to this, obviously apart from Mario himself, is going to be Brendan Rodgers. His man management is very, very good. So he's probably thinking, listen, I've had a little bit of a one troubled child. Why not have another go at another one?
And Tottenham won the first leg of their Europa League playoff against AEL Limassol 2-1 last night. Hull City lost 1-0 away to Belgium side KSC Lokeren. And in cricket, India play Middlesex later in the hour, and it's where Nihal is broadcasting from this morning. Asian Network News and Sports. Govinda is back with you at 11.